Here's the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 8th of June, 2017. The birthday of Frank Lloyd Wright, born Richland Center, Wisconsin, 1867, led a long life, died in 1959. His mentor was the architect Louis Sullivan, who coined the saying, "Form follows function." Wright seemed to believe that form and function should be as one. His designs inspired the Prairie School architects, designing buildings that complemented, even seemed part of, nature. He liked natural materials, wood and stone, never painted them, horizontal designs, low roof lines so that the buildings blended in with the landscape, incorporated walls made almost entirely of windows to bring the outdoors indoors, glass walls that were also functional, using winter sunlight to help heat the house. It's the birthday of the editor who is given credit for ushering in the golden age of science fiction, John W. Campbell, born Newark, 1910. His father was an electrical engineer. The boy was interested in science growing up, started writing science fiction when he was 18, when he was a student at MIT. Wrote a novella early on called Who Goes There, about a group of researchers in Antarctica discover an alien buried in the ice that has the ability to inhabit the body of anyone it attacks, to such a degree that it's impossible for the researchers to recognize which of them are still themselves and which are now aliens. It was made into a movie called The Thing back in 82. But his great contribution to science fiction was as an editor of the magazine Astounding Science Fiction from 1937 on. It was John Campbell who wanted science fiction to be based on real science. He championed writers like Isaac Asimov and Robert A. Heinlein, Theodore Sturgeon. He wanted stories in which scientists acted the way scientists do and engineers the way engineers do, and that the scientific culture be represented accurately. Isaac Asimov remembered John W. Campbell as a tall, large man with light hair, a beaky nose, a wide face with thin lips, a cigarette in a holder clamped between his teeth. He was talkative, opinionated, quicksilver-minded, overbearing. Here's a poem by Deborah Spencer entitled Chivalry. He strolls down the middle of the sidewalk, leaving little room for me. I lag behind to get around an open gate to avoid a fence post, a mailbox sticking out. "You don't walk as fast as you used to," he says, striding ahead on his personal red carpet, feet turned slightly out, a spring in his step like he's about to go up for a jump shot. I dodge a low branch and the open door of a parked car. Just as I decide to hip-check him out into the street, he stops and crouches to pet a little white cat. He croons to her, stroking her arched back. The cat closes her eyes, and I think of how he sleeps nestled against me, turning when I turn all night long and never wakes me. Chivalry, poem by Deborah Spencer from her collection Pomegranate, published by Hummingbird Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.